The Grunts in Trouble, written by Philip Arder and read by Lawrence Boxall. Mr. Grunt woke up with his head down by the footboard and his feet up by the headboard. He didn't realise that he'd got into bed the wrong way round the night before, so he thought someone had turned the room around in the night. And who did he blame? His wife, Mrs. Grunt, of course. Mr. Grunt was fuming. He reached over the side of the bed and, feeling something fluffy and stiff, curled his hairy, fat fingers around it. It was Ginger Biscuit's tail. Ginger Biscuit wasn't a biscuit, and although he was great big ginger cat shaped, he wasn't a great big ginger cat either. Ginger Biscuit was a doorstop stuffed with sawdust and very heavy, as doorstops should be. Mrs. Grunt loved that old cloth moggy so much that she made Mr. Grunt stuff him with fresh sawdust every time he sprung a serious leak. Whenever Mr. Grunt refused, she hid his favourite hat in the back of the fridge until he did. Mr. Grunt struggled out of bed and stomped over to the window, accidentally brushing Ginger Biscuit's tail against Mrs. Grunt's nose. She was snoring like an old boiler about to break down any minute, and had her mouth half open, showing a jumble of yellow and green teeth.
What? She spluttered, sitting up with a jolt.
What are you playing at, mister?
Teaching you a lesson, wife, grunted Mr. Grunt, opening the window and throwing the stuffed cat straight out of it. Mrs. Grunt watched it go with a mixture of puzzlement and anger.
Lesson? What lesson?
She demanded. She had hated lessons at school, except for science, when she could make explosions. She loved a good explosion, and certainly didn't want Mr. Grunt teaching her a lesson first thing in the morning. She swung her legs over the side of the bed and rammed her feet into a moth-eaten pair of old bunny slippers.
I can't remember what lesson, said Mr. Grunt,
which was true. He couldn't.
I want my breakfast.
I don't usually eat breakfast myself, but there are those people who say that it's the most important meal of the day. One thing you can be sure of, though, is that people who say that about breakfast have never eaten one of the Grunt's breakfasts.